Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Going to be talking about borders. You know, we've talked a lot here in recent days regarding what is happening on the southern borders of our country right now. I mean, we've had issues for quite some time where the borders have been compromised and people have gotten in, illegals, and there have been in the country. But now what we're seeing, is unprecedented. We're having thousands upon thousands, 50,000 at last calculation, but growing, of illegal children now that are being brought to the border, and it's unprecedented. It's unprecedented. When you think about borders, you think about a protective wall. You think about boundaries, if you will, a fence. And the whole idea for boundaries and borders is so that the country or the city, talking about it at a different time period, but let's talk about a country, is that a country can keep enemies out and protect the people that are within the walls. That's why you have borders, right? It's for protection. And in biblical times, you know, we see that there have been fortified walls, fortified cities, and it was a way to protect the city. It was a way to keep the enemy at bay and to be able to keep them out. And these walls were very, very thick. I mean, some reports, the walled city of Jericho was, you know, 30 feet high and 10 feet across. I mean, these were massive, massive walls, and they serve their purpose. And you look at it, you know, the walls in Canaan were described in the Bible as walls that were going up to the sky. They were that high. Walls that were going up because they had, you know, giants in the land. So you can imagine how tall the walls had to be. And you look at that and you say, wow, as long as the Israelites in the Bible obeyed God, as long as they lived for him, the walls of their city were protected. They were protected. They were kept safe. But it's interesting that when they disobeyed God, all types of holes and all types of calamities and all types of things were broken down. And I think about in Nehemiah, I believe in chapter 1, where Nehemiah says, oh my goodness, that the walls, they've been burned. The gates have been destroyed. And he wept in brokenness and repented for his sin and the sin of the nation, but he realized this is terribly, terribly wrong. But there's something that's interesting when you think about these walls and these borders, that no matter how thick these walls were, no matter how high they were, they were always, you know, exploited, if you will. You know, somehow the enemy got in. I mean, they built these massive things. The whole idea was to keep them out.
Right.
But somehow, at some point, there was a weak spot. There was an opportunity for these walls to start crumbling, to have some holes. And you're only as strong as you know, the weakest brick. You know, you're only as strong as the whole structure. And if you're broken or compromised in any one of those areas, then it's very easy to get on in. And as I was just thinking and just praying about what has been happening on our borders, you know, in our nation, it's a really serious, serious thing. You know, Rick Joyner says that once a nation loses its borders, it exists to be a nation. And
it ceases to exist.
Correct. Ceases to exist to be a nation. Thanks. But I think about what's happening. Maybe one of the reasons that we have lost, are losing the borders right now, unless something changes and we repent and get back to God, is that because we've lost our spiritual borders. And Lord, I believe the Lord began to speak to me about that. We've lost our spiritual bearings, if you will. We've lost our spiritual borders. And something about borders, they mark limits. They say that you can go up to this far and no more. That stays on that side and this stays on this side, but there's a clear line of demarcation. You know when you've crossed it. And this used to be a nation that understood that there was a clear line. There used to be a time where people understood that there were things that were good, and then there were things that were bad. And even though that they may have personally weren't seeking God and they personally weren't going after God, They clearly knew that what they were doing was wrong, mm-hmm. or what other people were doing wrong, and they knew it. And they also knew what was good. But today we're living in a day where good is being called bad, and bad is being called good, and the mm-hmm. spiritual lines, if you will, have been blurred. They've ceased to exist. And so you look back and say, wow, maybe we're losing maybe physical borders because, you know, our nation, although we've sent, you know, missionaries and we've done a lot of great things, we've exported a lot of horrible things as well out of mm-hmm. this nation. A lot of evil things have come out of this nation to other nations of the world. Mm-hmm. And so we've lost our spiritual bearing, you will. You know, God was the original intent of our nation, and that has been eroding for quite some time now. But maybe that's been eroding because the walls around our families have been eroding. See, in order to have, you know, walls around a nation, you got to peel back the layer of onion a little bit and go see, well, what happened to the walls around our families? And you look at it, they have been broken. You know, you, as a parent who loves Jesus, you want to have a home that is a sanctuary to God. You want to have a home where God's will, His word, and His ways are mm-hmm. honored. And so although in your physical home you may have boundaries like bricks and, you know, stucco and things like that, and you have gateways and accesses into your physical home, there's also accesses into the spiritual climate, the spiritual, that what's the unseen realm. And those are things that you have to make sure that as a parent, as a spiritual parent, as an adult in the home, that you make sure that there are borders in your family. There are things that you need to keep out, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you have to protect the ones that are within. And you see that right now, many of the borders around families are broken. They're tattered. There's all kinds of open gates and all kinds of open holes. Anything can come in and anything can go out. Right. And families right now and children are growing up in environments that are not safe. A place that's not where God is not being honored. Where anything is being allowed. And then we're wondering. We're wondering why the nation is in the place that it's in. We're wondering why, what's going on? Well, there's no borders. Mm-hmm. There are no limits. Mm-mm. Anything goes, whatever you want, it's okay. Let anybody come in. And God's not being honored. God's not being respected. Parents are not being respected. You know, there's no honor in marriages. It's just completely do whatever you want. And some of the gates that you have in your home, some of the gates you have in your home that you may not even realize, and we're talking about access points, ways that they can get it in the wall, if you will. Mm-hmm. Is all the media technology that's available today. You have television, you have iPhones, you have tablets. There used to be the time where you could limit because of lack of technology. There was one TV in the house. You know what I'm saying? Right. It came out at one time when we mm-hmm. all watched it, you know, right. or they all watched it.
And had three channels.
Yeah, three channels. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, a lot of kids were outside playing and being involved in other activities. Mm-hmm. And that was it. But now you have TVs that are in every room. You have tablets and internet and all types of communication. And when we get back from this break, we're going to continue to kind of unpack this and continue to have this discussion about what happened to the walls? Mm-hmm. What happened to the word limits? What happened to the word boundaries? And we're going to see what has happened and what we can do about it. We're talking about borders. We're talking about keeping things out that need to be out and protecting those that are within. And we talked about how, you know, you need to have spiritual walls around your own home. You need to be able to have things that stay out and not come in. And with all types of technology that's available today in every area of your home, mm-hmm. let me tell you, there's all kinds of hell that wants to get in your house. All type of hells, all type of demons and wrong ideologies and antichrist messages, views, sinful messages, images, and they want to get through. They want to come in and have access. And you say, well, you know, is that going to make a difference? Hello? Yes, it does. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. And it gets into your home. You know, I've had a career in the insurance business, and I had the opportunity for many years to visit with people in their homes. You know, there's something, I can't tell you how many homes I've been inside. I've sat at kitchen tables across concerned parents, and you get a feel for the home. You know when you're entering a home of peace, mm-hmm. and you know that when you're walking into a home that has spiritual agitation, if you will, and you see the things that are happening, you just know it. You mm-hmm. can sense it, you can feel it, and it matters. It matters. You ever been to a situation that the environment in a room has quickly changed? There's been a joyful and light mood, and all of a sudden something happens, and the tension is so thick that someone says, you can cut it with a knife. Mm-hmm. No one said a word, but the environment changed. Mm-hmm. Well, all hell comes in your home when you are watching all types of just evil things, when you, things are being viewed and played in music. I mean, it's just horrible. And so there's no walls. And the enemy comes on in and devours mm-hmm. and takes down the inhabitants of the land, of the house, of the home. But you know, it goes even a step further. Maybe we have lost our natural borders because we lost our spiritual borders around our country. Maybe we lost our spiritual borders around our country because we've lost the borders around our home. Mm-hmm. But maybe we lost the borders around our home because we've lost the borders around our own individual lives. You've allowed things to come into your gates, and your gates are your eyes and your ears. You've allowed images, you allowed wrong conversations, you've allowed songs and music and ideologies you've given voice, ear to the enemy, mm-hmm. and you've allowed those words to get on the inside of you. And careful, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. And before you know it, because you didn't guard your ears, because you didn't guard your eyes, because you didn't value protecting the wall of your temple, if you will, you've allowed the enemy in. Mm-hmm. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to take over. You know what I mean? He wants habitation. He doesn't want to just visit. He mm-hmm. wants to dominate. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have any walls around you, this is what Proverbs says, which is interesting. Proverbs 25:28, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. See, a city whose walls are broken down, anything goes, anything happens. It's the, you know, wild, wild west, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just, it's wide open. But if you lack self-control and constraint, which the Holy Spirit empowers us, right, then anything goes. There's no defense for that. You can't say stop. You're totally taken over. There's no protective edge around you because you've given in. Mm-hmm. And God's calling us not to give in. He's calling mm-hmm. us to be repairers of the wall. He's causing us to firm up our foundation and to have a place that we're going to say, the enemy, the line has been drawn. You cannot come in my life. You cannot come in my home. You cannot come in this nation. You got to get out. Mm-hmm. You got to get out. You know, in biblical times, the walls had towers. They had towers. And the idea that the Hebrew word for the watchman on the wall, it meant to lean forward. This was the watchman was one who stood watch. They were looking for enemy threat. They were seeing. They were looking so that they can see. That's interesting. Right. You have to look so that you can see. If you're not looking, you're not going to see for mm-hmm. anything.
Right.
And you have to be awake. You have to be alert. Isaiah talks about that there was a season in Israel's history where the watchmen were drunk and they were mute, and they weren't even aware. They couldn't even bark to make noise. They couldn't do anything. And so a watchman does two things. They look so that they can see, and they alert those that are in the walls of pending trouble and concern. And I had a chance to look at some things, and I had learned this through some just, you know, life. You hear things and you don't know where you pick them up. But, you know, the Great Wall of China was something that was built. They call it one of the eight wonders of the world or something like that. And it was built over different periods of dynasties, Chinese dynasties, and they added to it. But the whole idea of the Great Wall of China was to, again, protect the area and to keep invaders and, I believe, the Mongols out from crossing over. Well, there was this general in one of the wars. I believe his name was Wu Sang-Sanguine or something like that. And he compromised. See, oftentimes it doesn't matter how thick the walls are if the watchmen on the wall are asleep.
Yeah, it's useless.
I mean, think about it. Look what's happening in our nation. It doesn't matter what kind of protective borders. If the leadership doesn't protect the fence, if they're not on the fence, if they're not having policies and strategies and plans to do what they can to keep those borders safe, mm-hmm. then what's the point? Because the enemy is always trying to get in. He's mm-hmm. always looking for holes, always looking for opportunities. It's those that stand and watch. What happened was, as I understand it, is that his concubine was kidnapped by the enemy, and what he did to get her back was open the gates and allow the enemy to come on in. Mm. And that's how what basically was a turning point, I believe the Chiang Kai Pass or something like that, was a turning point, and when the Ming Dynasty came on in and basically had their whole rule in China and all that type of stuff. We'll mm-hmm. put Wikipedia there for you so you can read more and find out if you want to find more about that. But the idea was that he compromised on the wall. Mm-hmm. The watchman who was supposed to guard the wall fell asleep, and we need to pray for grace not to fall asleep. If there's ever a time to be alert, it's now, and it's a time to stand. Mm-hmm. And God showed me this in a prophetic vision. He showed me, I had this vision where three horsemen, I was on the ground, and three horsemen in the night just went right by me very quickly, just speed of light, if you will. And before you knew it, I saw a company of horsemen, maybe 10 wide and maybe 40 deep, if you will. They were all in a straight line, and you could just hear the gallop of the horses, the hoofs, if you will. They were just, they was thunderous and violent and ferocious, and it was just the sound, you know, and I could hear it. And then before you know it, I was hovering, I guess, above the horsemen, and as they were kind of marching or going along, if you will, in this cadence. But I wasn't on the horse. I was just kind of behind them. And all of a sudden, then I was on the horse. I was one with them, and I was on there. And then the next scene in this vision was there was this border, this wall, if you will, that was wrapping around the edge of a territory, of a country, if you will. And on the left side of the wall was a city and inhabitants and people. And on the right side of the wall was the shore. And I could see, as I was kind of elevated in this dream, I was, you know, looking down, I saw that there was pending doom. There was the waters. There was an ebb and flow in the water. It was dark. A storm was brewing. I had the sense of this aboding, you know, feeling that danger is mm-hmm. upon us, and this thing is about to crash and about to wipe out, you know, this place. You know, could be the country, and take it out. But then I saw a long line of horsemen, and then I saw the leader of this of the horsemen. The point person, if you will, the point man in the front, was standing up galloping, and they were holding a torch, and they were holding it up high, and all these horsemen were riding on top of the wall. Mm-hmm. And it was like this last ditch effort. They were sounding the alarm, even to the very end. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And I feel that's what we've been doing. We've been doing this for day one. We've been watchmen on the wall. We've been, by the grace of God, trying to hold the torch up high. We've been trying to keep the light of the gospel, the hope of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to seek God and abide and spend time with him and give ear to his voice and to discern and to seek God for what's happening in this season in our life. The Bible says that David served his generation well, and that's our aim, for Jesus to be glorified and for the church to be united with him and to stand in the gap for our nation and the church at large, and to believe for a third great awakening. Mm. We are living in serious times, and God has given a shout. He's awakening his people to be repairers of the wall. He's waking up the Nehemiahs to say, hey, we're going to have to rebuild, and we're going to have to fight. We're all going to have to stand outside of our own places and say, I'm going to hold the line.
Amen. Yes.
I'm going to hold this wall. I'm going to stay and stand. And where there's an access point, you can just put me in. There's not a brick. Mm-hmm. I'll become the brick. I'm going to stand in there, and I'm going to sound the alarm, and I'm going to stand and fight not a physical battle, although it may be physical, but to fight the spiritual battle, which is often more important. This is your time. This is your season. Don't fall asleep on the wall. Be watchmen. Be alert and be a repairer of the wall. This is the church's finest hour, and we can see a third great awakening happening, but we have to repent. We have to turn our hearts to God. We've got to get right with the Lord, and we got to seek his face. We got to seek his face and put Jesus back at in the center of our lives. And when we do that, we're going to be able to stand strong for him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.